Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's start with Vanderbilt and Mizzou. That's the bigger game, no doubt. It has massive college football playoff ramifications. The Missouri Tigers coming off a really, really tough win on the road in overtime against Auburn. You've got Vandy, who has played, seemingly it seems like has played everybody at this point in time.
Haven't they played their schedules?
You've got tough. Diego Pavia, who continues to go up and up the Heisman odds board. And I think if they were to get a win over Mizzou, he would have like the second best odds by the time we get to Monday morning. Right now, he has odds only worse than or tied with Marcel Reed at A&M. The Ohio State quarterback, 4-1. Simpson, 3.5, and then Fernando Mendoza at Indiana, also plus 330 or so. So that's the Heisman market. What do you guys make of this matchup? Missouri is a 2.5-point underdog. My question for Missouri is, teams the last 2 weeks, Alabama and Auburn, and yes, they beat Auburn, they've been able to really key on Ahmad Hardy because it has been exposed a little bit that
Prabula
either his own ability, but more important, I think they don't have the deep threats. Like, it's not like there's not a Luther Burden on the team, okay?
Yeah.
You're not worried about them beating you down the field all that much. Like, Norwood the tight end is a nice piece, but he's an underneath guy. You're not going to go get a 30-yard pass to Norwood. So I think you can really focus on Hardy, and these SEC teams are really able to slow down this Missouri offense, and that's where I think they'll run into trouble again tomorrow.
So it's tough right now because Vanderbilt has been the more impressive team from a schedule perspective. Look, take out the South Carolina game because that doesn't look like they were a ranked opponent when Vanderbilt played them. But I don't know. They'll look like the same.
Both teams played South Carolina anyway.
Yeah. So, like, whatever. We can just move on from that. Back-to-back games against Alabama and LSU, who were top 10 ranked opponents when they faced them. They lost one to Alabama. They beat LSU. And now they have Missouri and Texas the next 2 weeks. Just ranked team after ranked team after ranked team. And so it's been a challenge, obviously, for Vanderbilt. The two things that stand out to me are, do they have an answer for if Pavia gets on the move? Missouri's had a little bit of trouble, and Drew, you can back this up. They've had a little bit of trouble when guys have gotten off-script at quarterback. They're fine at getting pressure. They got a great defensive line. But when quarterbacks get off-script, which Pavia's very good at, they don't necessarily have the corners to guard them all the way down the field and run into a little bit of this. We'll ask Gabe DeArmond about this later. That's my biggest matchup concern on defense for them. But yeah, I am worried about maybe the shine coming off Prabula a little bit. As a reminder, there were massive questions about if he was going to even be the starter, if he was the right guy to be a starter, and the limitations that might exist there. In the last couple of weeks, the limitations have shown a little bit more. The only thing that helps him is anybody who goes to Vanderbilt, this is kind of like Vegas, because people like going to Nashville and it's an SEC. You get quite a few Missouri fans there. It's not
it's going to be a great atmosphere.
Road, you know?
Yeah, it's a great trip.
College game day is
there, yeah. And this is number 15, number 10, Saturday afternoon. I'm excited for this game tomorrow. I just, the same kind of reasons I gave in the Alabama game, frankly, I'm a little concerned, except Diego Pavia also, and this is another game where the better quarterback is on the other team.
Yeah.
You know, Vanderbilt has the better quarterback. Nobody's disputing that. What do you make of this matchup, Drew?
I think that it's interesting because Missouri's defense has really kept them in games for the most part. Like, I think their offense has been lackluster, especially, obviously, against Alabama. Third down, they only had one third down conversion. You're never winning against a good team that way. Defense kept them in the game. Defense did their job against Auburn. Fortunately, they didn't lose because Auburn missed two field goals. It feels like if they're going to win this game, the offense is going to have to give the defense something, where I think the game is going to be tight. I think the defense can hang. As you said, Cody, they got a very good defensive line. Secondary's been good. Toriano Pride's been great. It feels like they've got the potential to win, but we need to see what they might need the ceiling of Bo Prabula to show up for one game, just one game, to give him a little bit of a breather, because if you get top-tier Bo Prabula and what he can be, then they're going to be able to win the game. I also think it's interesting for the offensive side of things is, can you get Ahmad Hardy going? Because last week they really struggled in the trenches.
Oh,
they really had an issue running the football just in general. So if Vandy is dominant in the trenches again, then I think it's not going to bode very well for the Missouri Tigers.
Who do you guys think is going to win the game?
I pick Vandy.
Yeah, I'm on Vandy.
I'm on Vandy too. Yeah. We'll see. I mean, I'd love to see one of the local schools in the college football playoff. I genuinely would.
It gives them more margin for error to, otherwise Mizzou's got to win out if they lose this game to have a shot at the playoff.
Yeah, I mean, a three-loss team, I think it's over if they lose.
Yeah.
I don't think a three-loss Missouri team's getting in.
They only have two losses. They only have one loss right now.
Yes.
But here's the thing.
They have to win out if they lose this game.
But if they lose to Vanderbilt, I don't think they're winning out.
I understand that, but I'm just saying the optics
that's
are
fair.
They have to do it.
That's fair, Drew. Yeah. Sorry. Yes. That is, yes. If you lose this game, does anybody think they're winning out?
Probably not. No. I would say no, but that's what they have to do to make it, I guess, is the... Do I think so? Probably
that's
not.
That's why the Alabama game was so massive.
Exactly.
If you beat Alabama, then you're saying, okay, you've got wiggle room.
Yes.
So I'm excited for the game. I'm excited for it tomorrow afternoon. All right, earlier in the day, 11 a.m. kickoff in Lawrence, Sunflower Showdown. This one is just all about erasing history and dominance in this game for me. That's what it's about. We're not talking college football playoff with these teams. We're talking a rivalry game. Neither team has probably had the season specifically they would like to have. Certainly K-State. KU, I also think, had bigger aspirations than where they're at. The Jayhawks are 3.5-point favorites, but Kansas has lost 16 straight. 16 straight to the Wildcats, all right?
Because of that, is it weird that I think this is a bigger game for Klieman than it is for Leipold? In the sense that if all your predecessors just beat up on Kansas forever.
Yeah.
Losing to Kansas would be a very bad signal for Klieman's job security at Kansas State. And they're like, you can't even beat Kansas in a down year? We've beaten them 16 straight years. They haven't gotten us in forever, Chris.
It feels like
such a massive game for Chris Klieman in that regard because they haven't lost to Kansas in so long.
Yeah, so I think it's the opposite. On the other hand, Lance Leipold, you haven't beat K-State in your history. Program hasn't beat them in 16 years. K-State is down compared to where they have been. It has to happen this year. If not, it goes to 17 years. You say, is Lance Leipold going to continue to lose to them as well? The good news for them is Jaden Daniels on the mind with the Commanders, who's not playing. Jalen Daniels, 1,700 yards passing, 18 touchdowns, and only two interceptions. He's not making the mistakes that he has made in prior games. So this is going to be a pretty good atmosphere, to say the least. There'll be plenty of K-State fans that buy some tickets as well. Obviously, the stadium has been redone. I think Kansas wins this in a shootout. It has to be that. I don't think their defense is going to slow down Avery Johnson all that much. I also don't think Kansas State is going to slow down this KU offense. So if you like points, this is going to be the game for you tomorrow.
So we both
totals
like the over.
56 and a half.
This has a 38-35 vibe written all over it.
Take the over.
Which would cover by quite a margin.
The major question is for Kansas, can they finally stop the run? They haven't been able to do it all season unless they played Fresno State or Wagner. Can they stop the run? For K-State, it feels like I know both teams are coming off the bye week. KU's got to show it to me, I think. It kind of similar to how Bo Prabula's got to prove it to us and show me that he's capable of being that guy. I think he is. I think KU can fix the run defense problems, but they haven't been able to do this point. I think Avery Johnson, Joe Jackson, even though Dylan Edwards is not playing, you got to be licking your chops a little bit at the way that KU's run defense has been. I think I agree with you more, Cody, just on the side of the Chris Klieman thing, because not only is it a bad season for them, what they've considered to be a bad year, if they lose to Kansas for the first time in since 2009 or however long it's
16
been.
16 straight.
Yep.
Then I think next people are going to start to get even more perturbed with the way that things have gone. I think there's more pressure just from a head coaching perspective on Klieman than in Leipold in this one, mainly for that reason, based on how KU State's season has kind of gone to this point.
They will forgive a lot more in a down season. If it's a down season and you lose to Kansas for the first time in 16 years, they're going to be out for his head.
Yeah, it's funny how you guys view it. I understand the point of view. I just think it's the opposite. Again, when one school has lost 16 straight years and the school that has beat you for 16 straight is not as good as they have been, you have to take advantage. And you're at home? Come on.
Are we sure, though, that K-State's not as good as KU is?
Yeah,
right,
for
now?
Those saying that it's going to rain, look at the under, my guy. Yeah, as we talk about this in betting all the time, it's not the rain, it's the wind. The rain doesn't matter for the unders. It's the wind. If it's 30-mile-per-hour wind, then you like unders. The rain is not going to impact the game as far as the passing the football. Now, could there be fumbles? Sure, but that actually can lead to scoring as well.
I
disagree.
You run the ball more in the rain, and what is KU's defense bad at?
They
can't. The least amount of rush yards they've given up in a game this year to a Power 5 opponent is 181 yards. Yeah. They're like dead last in the Power 4.
This happens in NFL
they
games,
stink.
Too. People will see that it's going to rain, and they just automatically assume it's going to be a low-scoring game. It's the wind that gets you on the betting side of things for totals.
Traditionally, yes.
Yeah,
people
of course,
see
there's
rain,
outliers.
Or snow, right, where it might actually impact some of the speed and stuff on the field. We've seen high-scoring games in the snow just the same. All right.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.